Hi, this is Steve O'Mooney from Socially Awkward, Arcade Bros, and The Idiot Section. You're listening to another great show on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com.
Hey, diddly ho, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. Just wanted to introduce you guys to America Joy Print Shop, the official sponsor of the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more. Visit AmericaJoy.com for more information and let them know that the Fern sent you. Or I will kill your firstborn child. Not really. I'll send you cupcakes if you do. Bye! Welcome on back to the Underground Railroad. I'm Natalie's back in action this week.
No. I mean, yes, you can call me Nathan, though, now.
Nathan is...
That's why I was gone, guys. I had to get a surgery. Finally, it went through. No, sorry. I couldn't pull it off. Damn it. I was going to try to do it for the whole show, but that would be really hard.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe next time we'll challenge.
Maybe. I'll be an Australian submarine chef.
You'll be an Australian shepherd chef.
I had to work, guys, so that's why I couldn't make it. And I was so bummed.
Because we had two
Mark
awesome
Normie.
Guests. We had Mark Norman and Andrew Duncan Brown.
Love the Norm.
But they'll be back.
Oh, I hope
they
so.
They will definitely return.
Can't
they
wait.
Missed you, too. Mark was very concerned about your mental state.
Oh, he should be, as should you all.
I feel like it's been an adventurous week since I was last in the studio. But I'm not sure why I feel that way.
It's been a slap and a tickle.
How adventure is it?
So adventurous.
And it's been a slap and tickle for you? What does that mean? You've been getting some action? It's all right. High five me too.
No comment.
I would be like high middle fingers. Bink. But then we might get shot.
No, do it in the
just not in public.
No, who knows? Toby might get mad. I don't know if he's German. If it's a German cat.
But he might be Jewish. I don't know.
Any hoozle. So, you want to bang it out first?
Let's bang it.
It's that time of the week
to discuss our
most awkward moments.
I don't know. I feel like I had a few, but one in particular that stands out.
Bind them together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just one giant
sausage of awkward. I think it was Sunday afternoon. I was at the grocery store, which is pretty exciting. Not really.
On a Sunday? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just...
Never a dull moment. Yeah.
I was recovering from... my Saturday evening, which came out of nowhere. One of my friends had recently gotten their diploma from college, and they wanted to have a little celebration, collect all those monies from the relatives. And he and everybody, I didn't realize Sam was so into scotch, but like a bunch of our friends got him bottles of scotch. So there was lots of scotch. There was, like, 15 different beers, like, a whole bunch of different wines.
Scotch is celebratory, so...
Tons of really amazing food. So we ate and drank there, and then we all proceeded to go to Yucca Tap Room and drink more. And I ran into a friend of ours who now bartends there, and good old Kelly Bear. And she was like, "Oh my God, Erin, like, how about I buy you a drink?" And she poured me a super strong one. And after that, I was like, "I cannot drink anymore if I'm going to live till tomorrow."
It just cost me $6,000.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. And it hurts.
Yeah. But so at the grocery store, I was trying to, I had like written down a few ingredients that I needed to get to make these pumpkin curry empanadas. And
I am not worthy.
And I put it like in my notes section in my phone. Okay. And I'm all awkward in the store because like I'm using a cart and that's just a bad idea, me with a cart. And then there's all these people there because it's Sunday. And I'm like on my phone and I shout out in the middle of this aisle as I'm also trying to like turn the cart. I'm like, "Eggs!" And I almost take this girl out with my cart because I'm not paying attention. I just remembered that I needed to get eggs. I almost took her the fuck down.
It's almost like Syria there. Or like on a Sunday, like you're lucky if you leave with your arm or at least having all of them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's pretty, it's almost like a good, it's fun though. Like you can use it or think about it. Like I kind of like, oh, I feel like a gladiator. Sifting through the
I almost took her down as I'm shouting eggs, like,
yeah,
and I already looked a little rough around the edges.
Oh yeah.
And
that whole store does. And yeah, that's why it's
what fun. What establishment is this?
I was actually at Fry's.
Okay.
Highland and Camelback.
Okay.
Wasn't Fry and on
Ray.
Yeah, Fry's on.
No, hell no. Why am I going to come out that way to do my grocery shopping?
Guess who?
But yeah, no. I mean, any grocery store on a Sunday
pretty much
is
the
battle
grocery
zone.
Stores closest to our house are
pretty.
Well,
even where I used to live in Chandler or even like L.A., it's crazy. It's like no one has any shit to do on Sunday but shop. But
I think the only saving grace, though, from like this girl not freaking out on me was we both were wearing Chicago Bears shirts.
Oh, you're done. You're ready.
So it was just like, she just laughed and I'm hoping she was drunk or stoned or something because we just won a really awesome game that morning. And or
did you mention
no,
it
was that afternoon they played. Yeah, okay. We played in the afternoon against
who did you guys play against?
We played Pittsburgh and we destroyed the Steelers.
That's insane. Yeah.
Yeah, but so I think it helped that like I think she would have been more upset with me if I hadn't been sporting my Bears.
Oh yeah, no, like could you imagine if you were sporting like a Detroit Lion, like
who we're playing this week?
Yeah, no, there would have been an all-out brawl. Like, yeah, eggs would have been flying.
Yeah, she would have been eggs. You want eggs, motherfucker? Pew,
pew, yeah, pow.
Clean up on aisle, Erin.
All over. You're slipping, and it's
yeah.
But no, that's funny. That's actually a good. That's. Yeah, I mean, the last time I was at the Safeway, like, I got to watch this, like, couple who were definitely methed out. Like, me and my brother went.
No!
And we're just, like, of course, everyone, like, picks a few grapes out, you know, while they're shopping. Like, but that's, this couple was, like, straight up unwrapped a sandwich and was like walking around eating it, sharing it, leaving like the sandwich debris everywhere.
Oh my God.
And like they were having the time of their life, like, and it was no one stopped them. And but I just thought it was like the funniest thing ever. I mean, just to have no.
Well, I actually had a boyfriend once.
Wait, you had a boyfriend once?
Yeah.
You and where he's buried?
Sure.
If I tell you.
No, because I'm actually starting a collection of skulls so I can have coffee mug skulls.
Okay, yeah. No, we know where.
But it wouldn't keep the coffee in there.
No, I know how to. Exactly.
But,
I don't have to fix stuff.
He liked to eat while shopping. But he was a funny little person.
Probably like a little
And
rat like about it, so really noticed that.
No, like he like straight up like walked up to the deli or like wherever and like got a few spare ribs and just walked around the store mowing down on ribs.
There you what? Go.
Yeah, he wanted it to be obvious and kind of like, I mean,
because that it always goes to show like the more indiscreet or like conspicuous you are, yeah. the more people are gonna be like, what are you doing back? Like, if you're hiding behind, like, the counter eating a
donut. No, he's, like, waving the rib bones around and, like, singing and, yeah.
He acted like he was 80. That's adorable.
Yep.
And that's what we should do in life. Everybody act like we're old and just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because...
No. Because we're all going to get out of this dead.
Yeah, we're not making it out of life alive, so we might as well enjoy the fuck out of ourselves while we're here.
So... I have a question.
Okay. Wait. What about your...
What?
Oh, it'll all be... Okay. Circle jerked together.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm liking where this is going.
Calm down.
Come on, boys. The water is delicious.
Don't waste my motherfucking time!
All right.
Shit. So, okay.
A question.
Yes, I do. I was wondering if... You got caught paddling the pink canoe. What would you say?
What?
You were doing.
It depends on who caught me.
A friend?
Mm-hmm. Like a close friend? Or like an acquaintance?
We'll just say a friend.
I'd probably laugh about it.
How close is the friend?
Close during the weekends.
Close during the weekend. Oh, so you mean it's someone you...
I work with him.
Oh, you were... Okay, I thought you were talking about, like, you bang somebody, like, you had, like, a sexual partner for every other weekend or something like that.
So, no. My thing is if I... Okay, now that I know that this is no longer hypothetical. Well, because my thing is thinking about it...
Ooh, I didn't say anything.
yeah, I didn't either.
I saw everything.
That was you in my coffee cup.
So my thing is with me, I think it would depend on... I feel like I wouldn't even lie about it because it'd be
let's say it was your mom.
Oh.
That would just be really
your daddy.
Awesome.
If it was mom, she'd go, are you kidding me?
And I'd be like, I'm not. Could you please shut the door now so I can finish?
I was
checking for genital warts, mom.
I was doing a new yoga move, mom. Leave me alone.
I would just use this excuse.
My dick's on fire.
Yeah, however, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. But I think that's a good excuse. I'm checking for warts.
No, that is a terrible. That means you just told your mom you're a slut. Like,
I would say
a new yoga move would be a good
new yoga move. Or what was that thing that happened to your aunt?
Oh yeah,
vaginal walls. Be like, I'm
took an elevator.
Yeah,
down
they to gravity the took hold of those of
the
those
elevator
walls.
Gravity. Yeah.
So maybe just bring up. That story and be like, I'm really concerned about the future.
I just got a tiny, tiny record player down there, and so I was just
making... You doing DJ Diddles?
Mix him some... There it is. Twiddles.
So, what would you do in this situation?
Okay, well, you guys cannot repeat this. I'm really embarrassed about this, and I really should not be telling this story because this is... I'm grabbing, like...
The bull at the core. By the testicle.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was, like, just having some fun by myself, and he came in, but... So, it's interesting. Okay, actually, nothing was, like, caught, but I had left the screen...
Oh.
Up. So, I mean, I know for a fact that, because he was outside and the gate was locked, but the door was open.
Okay.
So he was like trying to get in, and I heard like Pippi like whining, but like the music or like the scene of the porno was like still going on. So I was like, and I know.
What were you watching?
I'm in love with this porn star called James Dean.
Oh, you've told me about him.
Oh my God.
Was it just normal kind of porn or?
Yeah, it's normal.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, I should have tried to make it more interesting. It's not like pregnant sex or like, I don't know.
Pregnant sex.
Something weird.
There's so many crazy fetishes.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, but you're just trying to show us how normal you actually are. So basically you're being normal, just masturbating.
Yeah, basically.
No.
It's nothing like, But anyway, I mean, tell that to my sheets. I don't know. But like, it was just like a quick, like, okay, and like, I left it on and then like, I was like up and then I was like getting something to eat probably or smoke a cigarette, who knows. But and like I heard Pippi and like Maddie was like at the screen door, and I don't know how long. Obviously, I mean, it's loud. Like you can hear it. Like it's like So like, and then he came. I'm like, "Oh my God, Maddie," because as I was leaving my room,
yeah,
he was out, you know, outside like on the porch.
Yeah,
like,
on the porch,
like through the gate. And I was like, I was like thinking to myself, like, I could just totally like out myself and just like, but then I'm like, I don't know. He's like almost like my dad to
me. You don't know how he would react.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's weird. Like my normal self would be like, oh yeah, so I have some porn on. I'm going to shut it down because, or unless you want to watch it. But
yeah. Well, that's like, that just reminded me of the movie.
I don't know if he, so to end the story, I don't think,
yeah.
I don't know if he knows.
He's a smart boy, but,
yes.
But since it wasn't like, cause when you staged the story, I thought like he literally like walked into the house while you were.
But I'm pretty sure he knows that I was masturbating because he could probably hear the porn like outside of the gate.
Yeah.
And then, like, I rush into my room and, like, shut the
computer screen.
And then, like, what's fucked up, too, is, like, the music is still going.
Like, oh, yeah, because your computer's funny like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, even when you shut it down, like, the music of whatever's playing on the computer is still going. And I'm just, like, trying to talk really loud and, like, oh, my God, Maddie, I think I found your shirt at Moira above. And he's, like, what are you going on about? And I'm just, okay, it was just really awkward.
You were just, yeah, like, oh, fuck. How do I feel about this?
And I'm like, I don't know if he knows or not. I'm pretty sure he does, but.
And maybe and he feels like, just as awkward about it.
I wish it was on video, like, how I reacted. It was.
And maybe he felt just as uncomfortable as you did.
Well, no, like.
He was saying.
I just acted like no big deal. Like, even at work, I'm just like, you know what? I don't care either way. Like.
Well.
But.
So hear that, ladies and gentlemen. We got a little insight of Natalie's porn.
Yes, you did.
Well, I was gonna say
porn.
There's the movie. Have you seen The Invention of Lying?
No.
With the guy from
Ricky Gervais.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So one of my favorite lines from that movie is when he goes to pick up Jennifer Gardner for their first date.
Okay.
And she opens up the door and she's like, sorry, I'm not quite ready. I was masturbating because I didn't think this date was going to go too well. And I thought that was just a brilliant line.
So are you recommending to people to use that when guys go to pick them up now?
My name's William.
Or shut your mouth before I fuck it. That's my new favorite saying.
What is that from?
It's from.
I heard it from something. I'm trying to remember where it's from.
Oh, do a porno.
Zach and Mary.
Zach and Mary.
Yeah,
Zach and Mary make
Mary.
A porno.
And it was the guy who's hilarious. I can't remember his name.
It's not Seth Rogen, right?
No, he doesn't say it, but he's talking to
Justin Long.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn.
It's
good shit, guys.
Hilarious.
If you haven't been into that yet.
Yeah, definitely. Sweep it up. Why can't every time? Oh, there we go. So there's a beer that was produced in Portland, Oregon. It's called Hair of the... I know, right? What else do they have to do?
Yeah, what else do they do in Oregon?
So it's called Hair of the Dog, which I think is...
Yeah, I've heard about... I've heard... This has been out for a while, right?
What?
Hair of the Dog?
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, there, it's a brewery in
Portland.
In Portland.
Yeah, okay. Portland is like one of the tiniest cities in the fucking United States, but has...
More strip clubs.
And microbreweries than... anywhere. And no. I think a part of the reason why they have so many strip clubs is because there's a really weird law about strip clubs in Seattle.
What's their law?
It's like this weird thing where, like, they, when, if somebody, like, proposes that they, like, want to open up a strip club, like, there's only a few because those got opened before this, like, law or regulation or something got submitted. But basically, they have to be, like, the business needs to get reviewed before it gets approved to open. And there's no expiration date on how long that review will take. So most of the time, it just ends up sitting, like,
stagnant
in review forever.
And, like, the universe floating. That sucks. But that's
so
weird.
So when you want to go to a good titty bar and you're in Seattle, just hop on the Amtrak and go
to Juggles.
Yes.
I mean, not Juggles, Jiggles.
Jiggles.
Wait, Jiggles?
Yes. It's a 200-plus strip club.
200-plus?
And it is a holler awesome.
Hello, awesome?
There's a whole lot of love.
There's just a lot of funny, awesome, funny. It's... my favorite place. But anywho, no. So, yeah, this beer that they're selling from Hair of the Dog, it's $2,000.
Why? Is it made with, like, tiger blood?
Right? Is it made with dog? No, but yeah, it's apparently, like, it was made in 1994 and they froze it
in... like,
what?
It was in a, yeah, they froze.
With, like, Walt Disney's head?
Maybe.
No, that means that beer is not going to like Jews.
Oh, my God, and I have an awesome Disney is taking away the handicap privilege of jumping.
Yes, they are, because a bunch of rich moms in Manhattan started hiring disabled people as tour guides.
Which sucks. It's like, Disney, why don't you respect the disabled job force?
Well, did you guys hear about the amputee who was trapped on It's a Small World?
No.
The ride broke down and everyone else was able to get out, but he had to wait for assistance because he had no arms and legs, so he was stuck in
nightmare.
So you just kept hearing It's a Small World after all, and the guy just going, ah! Ah!
Probably better than
he didn't get a good lawsuit out of it though.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure he
damn
did. I'm sure he loved it though. I don't know,
but Hair of the Dog.
Hair of the dog. Sorry, I'm really derailing your show tonight.
Hey,
it's all right. We're on the road, but we've got another one, a track we can jump into,
yeah,
which is
the Hair of the Dog. What's going on with that?
29% by volume.
Whoa.
12 ounces.
Hot diggity.
2 cups.
Hot diggity.
Not true. That would be carry the two. A half a cup. I'm just kidding. 1.5.
That is.
But guess what? So this is the fun part about this story is. So, they're donating all the proceeds to Guide Dogs for the Blind.
That's fantastic.
So do you think they really are?
Or
do you think they're just saying that so they can get people to buy their $2,000 bottle?
If I had
12 ounce.
If I had $2,000 to waste on a 12 ounce.
I'd
try it. I mean, also, if I had that kind of money, I would have totally bought the creepy zombie child that I found at the fucking Spirit Halloween store.
$6,000.
It was,
yeah.
Wait, creepy zombie child? Is that from The Walking Dead?
I'm so thankful that The Walking Dead has been such a successful show because it makes Halloween so awesome because people are actually getting into more creepy shit. Like even the dollar store had zombie parts. Like they had bitten off ears.
Dude, if you can
shit.
Find some fake cockroaches, please get them. For
oh,
me,
definitely.
And, I know you're going to be constantly looking in the Halloween aisle until Halloween and even after.
Yeah, and even after. So, that's like all. I had a day off on Monday and I spent it at the fucking Halloween store. Like, I'm obsessed.
I mean,
Jack
come
Skellington
on.
Can be the pumpkin king, but I.
So check this out. Like,
but they've made these, like, really even creepier, like, animatronics. Like, I feel like in the past years, like, Halloween, there would be creepy stuff, but not even, like, for the masses. Like, it would just be, like, at the specialty stores where now, like, it's okay to have, like, severed fingers. Yes.
Oh.
And so they had these, like, animatronic, like, zombie children like eating brains and like there was one in a wheelchair that just comes at you with like a knife and this other like oh my gosh like so much awesome creepy shit but it's all like $150 plus and then I think about storage like okay even if I had the money to purchase those things
have
and have
the,
them
yeah in the storage by yourself or
well no I'm thinking about like after Halloween it's kind of like people who are like fanatics about Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And they have tons of Christmas decorations. Like
Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad, exactly. Their neighbor, Debbie you. Benedict, literally has a shed in the backyard that is all Christmas. And
I
honestly could see that becoming me, but with Halloween shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I feel like I wish we kept more of what we had from last year because it was awesome. Like, that black tarp was amazing.
I know, and we got... But we can get another one. It wasn't that expensive.
It's, like, $15. But, I mean, at Home Depot, I went.
Yeah, but we'll...
Maybe we'll find... Maybe think of something else instead of, like...
We're getting on it.
It's gonna get crazy.
Because it's gonna be awesome.
So have you heard about this new haunted house?
Kill.
Which one?
It's the scariest haunted house conception.
Conceived?
Concept, thank you.
I'm like, conception, wait, you get pregnant.
Yeah, that's
it.
Like, what am I thinking about?
Yikes.
You get so scared, you get... Tracy Morgan's Halloween house.
Actually, that would be pretty terrifying.
Scary.
Like, that would be fucking
listening
terrifying.
To all those jokes
No, it's not even there. It's just him walking around going like, I lost all my money. That's why I'm here.
No, but can you guess? Like, what would be the what would be the scariest thing for you to... When you would...
It would be getting pregnant.
Okay, no.
Now, if you got pregnant... And it was a demon child that came out. Would that be so scary?
Maybe not.
Or what if it was a bottle of whiskey?
Oh my god, I would love to birth a bottle of whiskey.
Wait, I want to get pregnant all the time. Just kidding, that's gross.
It would just suck if it took 9 months.
But imagine how aged and delicious it might be. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
That's kind of gross.
But, I don't know. Like, everybody's got different like phobias and fears and stuff, so I feel like it would definitely
Sorry,
have
I'm just,
to.
No, I love it.
I really like us having music again.
You don't have Exorcist?
No, I can find it.
That's what I was playing earlier.
Oh, that's what you were.
What is it though?
Oh, no guesses?
The concept? Well, I'm just thinking, there's so many things that freak people out.
Being
like,
barefoot. Like, imagine, like, you had to go into a haunted house without shoes.
That's fucking badass.
That's fucking badass. But imagine if you were naked.
Shit. Fuck. That would be...
I'd hope so. But, no, I don't know.
That would be... That would definitely freak...
I feel like it would scare everybody else.
I know. I'm like, I think everybody else would get terrified. Because and then, too, like, I think about, like, just because, like, they come at you and there's all these things grabbing and running around and stuff and being so vulnerable.
Well they do have, I know they do have some haunted houses where you actually have to sign waivers.
Yeah.
Because there are some of them where they do, like, grab you and everything like that. Most of them are pretty tamed. Yeah. I don't know if you guys ever been to any haunted houses.
I've been to Alice Cooper's town.
Yeah, I went to that one.
Yeah,
I've been to one in L.A. and Portland. And they weren't that great.
Yeah. But I, the thing that, honestly, this is going to sound really fucked up, but when you said naked, the first thing I thought about was concentration camps.
Yeah. Kind of like that, but you don't get cooked.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab a burr.
Yes, please. But just like, because that's, they did that on purpose because it like made them feel vulnerable and everything. And I think that's part of what would freak you out so much is because you are so bare. Like that, I don't know, like I would be down to do... Well, I'm down with being nude, but like...
Well, let's put it this way.
Don't
like
think
that,
I would want to go into a haunted house naked.
No, like, I mean, if someone broke into your house and you were in the shower and they go to murder you in the shower, that to me would be like the worst because it's all right. I'd be like, dude, you could at least put on some pants.
I guess like that wouldn't freak me out so much, but like it would be kind of uncomfortable if like... The man in the crazy stilts went to, like, grab me to freak me out, and then all of a sudden their crazy clown hand was, like, in my vagina. You know? I like crazy. Clowns, but...
Crazy clown hands in vagina.
That sounds funny. No, but,
you know... I don't know. I mean, like, I understand the concept of it. I would definitely go into one barefoot. Like, yes. I think that would be really cool.
I think that's as far as really you should
but
take it.
But I wouldn't... I don't think I would want to go into one naked. I don't mind doing other things naked.
Do they have one where you go in naked? Or you
yeah,
just,
they do.
They do. Where is this located?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But, I mean, we might be able to find it.
Yeah.
Because we have this...
amazing thing called Google.
Magic ball.
Magic ball.
We have a magic eight ball that we got from our neighbor Helen, who she sees all.
Yeah, so she'll find us the answer.
Yeah, let me. Just
I thought you were saying you
right
had
now.
Like a magic ball from a labyrinth that David Bowie had.
Oh, I wish.
So, speaking of giant bees,
yeah,
they are over two inches long, and. They killed over...
Pennsylvania.
A dozen Pennsylvania.
That's where it's located?
Pennsylvania. So just think about
how
cold
you're going
to be.
So almost the witching capital of...
It's near Salem. Massachusetts.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been up in that kind of thing. So that's kind of weird. I've never heard of that. Well, obviously you have to be 18 and older.
Maybe. Wait. There's
a waiver.
It's Shocktoberfest. A 27-acre fear extravaganza located in Sinking Springs, Pennsylvania, where visitors are invited to disrobe if they dare. This will be posted on our Facebook page and our Twitter if you would like to read more of this article, because we're going to talk about some other shit.
You can always go back to it during the Halloween extravaganza.
Oh, yeah.
Here at the Socially Awkward Studios, we'll be doing, an Oktoberfest of all shows. So.
Oh, yeah. We're already on it.
So, are we going to play...
What's in my mouth?
No, Dane.
No, that's... we could, but that'd be kind of weird. Rather play Mordor.
Actually, I want to play Grand Theft Auto 5.
I've already been playing it.
So, I feel like that's why we were so slow this past like few weekends, is because it sold 150...
million copies.
Gazillion, trillion... No,
yeah,
no, million
no,
copies.
We did our live show there.
It was... But then, like, someone got...
killed in England or something, right?
Someone got robbed, and it was a disabled child, and he had been like going to Best Buy and like dropping off his $10 that he made from like McDonald's or something, or Walmart, I'm not sure. But and then like this couple like stole his game, and then the cops ended up actually buying him another game. But I wish I had the audio. This is, yeah, it's not going to, like, be as sweet. Because, like, this kid, he is definitely.
Where did this take place in?
California, I think. I don't know. But
let me ask Helen.
I definitely want to get Grand Theft Auto 5. Well, and people were saying, like, oh, that's why.
Oh, I don't know.
You guys both did this.
I don't know.
Well, I want to say that no! There's a sex tape out there.
Of you?
No.
I was about to say, where can I go?
What is?
It's of my brother.
You think there's a Timmy sex tape out there?
No. Okay, there's this guy that looks exactly like my
Timmy.
Brother. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
And you found his sex tape online?
Well, I know it's not him, but at first I was like,
well, Daniel thinks he saw a mutual friend of ours on a bear dating website, which I know it's not that individual because of their type.
It was Matthew.
Oh my God. That would be hilarious.
That would be really good.
Oh my God. That would be awesome. Be like, Kelly, you don't have to beat yourself up about it so much anymore. Yeah, he's into bears. That's crazy, though. That would be really awkward. Like, if you're just looking for something to get a little down on, and then you see... Could you imagine if you found, like, your grandmother's sex tape?
Yeah, but would it actually be like grandma, like from like when we remember her, so. or where she was in a younger like stage?
I don't know, dude. I would hope it'd be like old grandma getting down with old grandpa. That'd be awesome to see that they were still.
So he sits there, he's just like, "Hello, darling,"
as he's like smacking
her. Suck my dick.
Don't give up.
Rest in peace, grandpa.
I love my grandparents. I miss them every day. They have a lot to teach us.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. I think that, yeah, that's definitely interesting to think about the sex tape thing because
how many you got out there?
I might have a few. No, I don't think I have any.
Don't waste my motherfucking time.
I don't know. I as far as I know, I don't have one.
Yeah.
Which means, no, I don't have one, so don't start Googling my name and sex tape.
Found it. Backdoor sluts 12.
Shit.
Damn, man.
Is that for 12 inches or 12?
No, it's 12 in the series, but you do have to see a 10 and 11 to get the storyline that's going on.
Yeah. And number 9 was just really, really...
It was just a cliche. It was just a cliche. Line. Yeah.
Is that right? Well, they did a study recently and basically it was about guys and girls and what they want, like their fantasy or what they just normally would like to happen during
sexual intercourse.
Exactly. Or just to even like start it, just something that they want to have happen and like this is what anyway. So for women, the first one was spontaneous sex.
Fuck yeah.
Right?
Who doesn't fuck want yeah. spontaneous sex?
Right? But I mean that's what I'm trying to say is like guys are so afraid to but really
this is adorable. The other night
Mr. Black.
So
and Mr. Pink.
Yeah. So the other night I'm hanging out with this guy that I've been seeing for a minute now. literally we've known each other for like 60 seconds. No.
What?
But
what?
They have a pool at their apartment complex, and like the other day we were going to hang out and go swimming, and then shit came up, so we didn't get to hang out as long as we wanted to. And then, so like the next night when we were hanging out, I was like, so how cold's the pool? Like, hint, hint, let's go swimming. And like, it's dark, it's laid out. Like, I highly doubt there's going to be people there. Like, it could be fun.
Did you guys do it in the pool?
No, this is what's adorable about it. He's like, well, the pool closes at 11. Sorry. He was like concerned about the time that the pool closed.
Oh.
And like he didn't want to like go in after hours because he didn't want to like
break rules
and get in trouble. And well, I was like,
that's what we call a pansy. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I know. I was surprised by
you're
it.
Like, wait a minute, you're responsible. This is nice.
I was just like, I was telling you no by it because like, I was like,
or
what
just
the
you're not ready to. Yeah.
I was just like, what the?
Anybody else would be like, yeah, let's go in there.
Yeah, let's go swimming. Like, I've never had somebody be like, oh, well, the pool closes at this time, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, it's already 10. And I don't know if he's, like, I don't know, because, like, his roommates were sitting right there. So I don't know if it was, like, something out of, like, respect for them. Like,
well, yeah.
Like, maybe if he went in the pool and, like, they were like, well, what apartment do you live in? If it would be, like, this whole thing.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it was just like, I was just like, what? I didn't even know how to react to that because, like, I've never had somebody be like, oh, yeah, the pool, like, is only open till this time. But then I have heard stories about pools where they, like, lock it up. But oh, I'm like, yeah. You just climbed the fucking fence, though.
You just climbed, yeah.
Like, I mean, I've busted into so many pools in my lifetime.
I'll drill a hole underneath the ground and
tunneled in.
Out. Yeah.
What?
But, yeah, so I thought that was funny because, like, I was, like, you know, a little water fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we had plenty of fun anyway, but, yeah. Yeah, I enjoy the spontaneity. What was the number one for men?
For men, let me think. Oh, it was whenever they want.
Ah.
So.
But depending on.
Depending
on your partner, that could work out really well because if it's like whenever they want and you want spontaneous sex, then
yeah. Well, this is what, like a lot of people. Yeah, like for it's funny because it's like that questionnaire where it's like, what would you like better from sex or something? I can't remember exactly what they use, but yeah. And so it's like for guys, more sex. And then for women, it was spontaneous sex. And then for guys, the second one was spontaneous sex. And so basically what I'm trying to suggest is everybody have spontaneous sex with people.
Yes.
And often.
Yes.
And often.
Yes.
With your loved one.
Yes.
Or some stranger
in the produce section.
Hey.
No, absolutely not. Do not do that, everybody. That is bad.
I don't know. What if, like, you and some hottie are, like, scoping out the same cucumber? We get to chatting. Then one thing leads to another, and they're cooking you dinner.
Nice. Yeah, just wag the cucumber at them and be like, can you beat this?
Yay, nay. All right. You can come back to my place.
Thumbs up. But yeah, I definitely was thinking that I want to do something into the backyard, but as far as with the haunted house.
Do you remember talking about getting a bouncy house?
Oh, yeah.
So, we should try to find a Halloween-themed bouncy house to rent. In case you guys don't
know
this.
Are you saying that I've gained weight and I'm a bouncy house? Oh, my God. So my mom is taking fucking meth again.
Oh, God. She's on those diet pills. Duh! Ha! Look at how badass these are.
Exactly.
Bounce.
No, yeah, no. Bouncy houses are, like, just funny and fun, and you can just, like, play on with gravity, and it's amazing.
So how do you know your mom's on diet pills again? Because Timmy's living there.
I saw her yesterday.
Oh.
Because Timmy's living there. Yes. My brother makes her feel fat, so...
Tim makes your mom feel really insecure about herself.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I told Tim today, I was like, okay, Tim, I talked to mom yesterday. Obviously, she's talked out on the Mexican bean sprouts, like smash cut to meth. But no, she's just like on those diet pills. And I'm like, Tim, you need to tell mom every day that she looks like a beanpole, because otherwise
I just remember
her liver and heart is gonna like burst out of her
I remember
skin.
One afternoon your parents had just gotten back from a road trip they had been on, and she was talking about how her lower back was bothering her, and it's probably from sitting in the freaking car for too long. And she asked you if it was because she like gained a few extra pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, no, like, Debbie, you look great.
I know. She just needs to, like, get that more.
Yeah.
I'm obviously a
terrible daughter.
Terrible
liar. No,
yes, I'm a terrible daughter and haven't told her. I mean, I do actually tell her that she does look beautiful, but... I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all in her mind.
Yeah, it's know? All in her head. She's she like needs to in this, get.
I mean, every time I see her, she's always like just hitting her hips with her hands, like from side to side. It's just like awkward. And I'm like, Mom, you're fine.
Man, that's scary though. Cause I remember.
I kind of feel like I have, like, my mom has a drug problem.
I would say she's definitely addicted to speed.
Mm hmm.
Because that shit gets cray.
And it makes it her cray. And I'm
yeah.
like, Mom, did that really just come out of your mouth right now? Like, I hope not.
Hot diggity damn. I'm sorry. Hopefully this is a short phase.
End of the stick. I don't know. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring the show. No, it needs to be talked about. Because I'm pissed.
Yeah, no, that's a serious thing.
Pissed off. Don't do drugs.
Drugs are serious. Anyway, especially...
Aaron, do you know anyone who can get Molly?
Oh, my God. Miley Cyrus, she sings about it.
Well, I do, too.
You sing about Molly. I sing about my friend, Molly. She lives in Austin now. She's got a really cute Etsy shop. Props to Molly.
How's a bike cruiser? Or beach cruiser.
She is a Bull Dane.
See? I knew it.
Yeah, there are other Bull Danes out there. And there is an adorable Toby cat. And you no, guys, if you don't
that
live...
was going to spread, but yes.
If you don't live in Arizona, you might... Or
the
specifically...
The cat looks like it's having sex with the pumpkin.
It's on our yes. Facebook page. if you Where don't live like specifically in our neighborhood in Phoenix, I don't know how prevalent it is in other parts of the valley. Like I could assume like parts of Mesa and maybe like Gilbert what? Would have a lot of bouncy houses on a regular basis. But
we're
website,
starting a bouncy house.
ArizonaInflatableEvents.com. Their website is
legit.
Pretty epic. They zipline outdoor concessions
prices.
That's right.
Mechanical bowls. Spider Mountain. I don't know what that means. Four person
oh
bungee trampoline.
How much is it for a mechanical bull to live with you?
To buy one?
Yes.
We might get it cheaper on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the living room.
Please.
I would definitely then come over more.
Oh you just You should come over.
Well, no one ever invites me.
You never return my calls.
You never call.
Make
You're too busy having sex.
I am never having sex.
Speaking of, apparently there's a rubber tree that exists in Brazil and some parts of Africa. And that's how latex is made. It's from their sap.
From that specific tree? Specific rubber tree?
They call it... Hello, can you hear me?
I know you gotta speak into the mic. Come on, caress it. Come on, work the
house. That's funny. Seen some pornos.
I need to not be looking at this while I'm trying to do a podcast because I'm getting distracted. I'm watching Natalie's favorite porno and trying to podcast at the same time, and it's just not working out for me.
I don't see why not. It's amazing, the skills.
I am just not as good of a multitasker.
So they found water on Mars,
which I knew they would. Like a while ago. I knew they would because they already did.
I think it's from the Earth tears.
It's from the Earth crying. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's definitely.
I know, we're killing it. Having a beer at the same time.
Yes.
So, I should look at my Google Notes. Okay, cool.
It's my motherfucking time!
How many? What?
Nothing. There's something that.
I like charades.
Who doesn't like charades?
So, I saw this more. Thing.
That's an easy... Okay.
Yeah, it's a worm going into a hole.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, don't be dirty with it.
It's a turtle coming out of its shell.
No, that was a penis, remember?
Yeah, God, that was funny. Game nights are great. So are better book titles.
That's a crazy... That was hilarious to what just I heard.
So are better names for children's books. Instead of The Velveteen Rabbit, Scarlet Fever is only slightly worse than Bed Bugs, because that's pretty much what that book was about.
Up you are!
What are some other ones?
Then The Giving Tree, Call Your Mom.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I did like that one. That was clever. I like that.
And then instead of, I don't know if this one's funny because I haven't read it, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Diary of a Mad Black Magic User.
That sounds about right.
Midget.
Midget shitting
Easy.
In a bucket.
And then instead of a Charlie Brown Christmas, acting sad will make your friends pay attention to you.
They should just call it Bipolar Christmas.
I like this one a lot, too, though. Instead of Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You'll Go, last-minute graduation gift.
Yeah, that's true. Why is that a graduation gift? I never got that for graduation. Did you get that for graduation?
I never got it for... No, I didn't, but...
What about you, Natalie?
Well, maybe I did.
And then instead of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it's A Bunch of Kids Visit the Kid Torturing Factory. That might be a little too straightforward.
I love it. That's hilarious.
Yes.
Spider makes great publicists.
Charlotte's Web. There's a bunch of them. Stockholm Syndrome is good.
No!
Is that... I don't know that book.
What book?
Oh, A Christmas Carol. Rich People Deserve Second Chances. Fuck that.
No!
Curious George, getting kidnapped is fine as long as the kidnapper wears a yellow hat. Remember that, kid.
$6,000.
And remember that, everybody else, because if you see an Amber Alert and it says last seen with a man in a yellow hat, they're good. They're fine.
They're just on a detective mission.
They're just about to go to the zoo and meet a bunch of firemen and have an awesome life, because that is truly exactly what happened to Curious George.
You know
George.
What I don't get with Curious George, though? Like, the movie was completely different. Like, you know, it had some stuff, but with the actual books, it's like, this monkey got into some fucking trouble, and then all they did was laugh it off. They're like, oh, it's okay.
It's a monkey.
Yeah, but, okay. Yeah, but look in real life. A monkey gets out of hand. What it does, it rips off a woman's face and then gets shot out in the street.
Well, the man in the yellow hat should have known a little better as an anthropologist.
How is the yellow man at fault?
Okay, as an anthro-fucking-pologist, the man in the yellow hat should have known better than take a wild fucking monkey into a goddamn city.
Well, Curious George is different. Curious George is great. But
I love Curious George, and I don't think he is at fault for any of his actions because it's all the man in the yellow hat.
And I feel like it's
hat.
More like, okay, sometimes you might look like a monkey, but at least you're curious and...
What are you
and,
trying to tell me?
And adventuring through life.
It's important to have curiosity.
How about Curious George visits, walks into a, I was going to say walks into a meth lab.
Hey, he might create
the blue meth.
He might,
yeah.
He might make a banana pie with the something.
He might make an addictive banana pie.
Curious George becomes a chef, like with the meth people.
Yeah.
We're going to need this meth.
Curious George breaks bad.
That's going to be AMC's new spinoff.
It should
just get
be.
A monkey.
That would be hilarious if we could have, like...
And then they need a crossbreed.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane definitely needs to be involved in this.
And then they should crossbreed that show with The Walking Dead, because when you think about it... Well, no, heroin addicts are more The Walking Dead.
Actually, the funny part is in The Walking Dead, there's an episode with Daryl where he pulls out medication for somebody, and there's the blue meth.
Yeah.
From Breaking Bad. And it's also funny because the guy, Bryan Cranston, who plays Walter White in Breaking Bad, he was joking around how it ends. He goes, actually, how it ends is there's bad meth that gets out and that creates a zombie apocalypse. And then he starts combining all the AMC shows together.
Oh, damn.
That's kind of what me and my friend did. We're like the Walking Scare... Or wait, that other... The Walking Dead, and then there's Breaking Bad. And we're like, The Walking Bad, and then...
The Breaking Dead.
The Breaking Dead.
The Breaking Monkeys.
Just a bunch of strung out meth addict zombies.
So.
Yeah, we're going to get these bats, man. Brain.
Really fast.
Yeah, those are the fast ones. Oh, okay. If you could, you'd probably really enjoy
it. We're going to have a zombie show.
Well, I was
going to
say,
October.
What you need to check out if anybody you know plays video games or whatnot, see if they've, I let Kyle borrow it, but The Walking Dead video game.
What?
It's so good.
Is it on Xbox?
It's on Xbox and PlayStation.
I feel like that video game would give me nightmares.
I know, it sucks though, because you have to make these split-second like decisions, and like every time you make certain decisions, like your whole story is going to change.
Yeah.
Like, I literally played it for...
So many wormholes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I literally couldn't put it down. I spent, I think, 7 hours finishing the game because it was like five episodes.
Well,
it's good.
I a couple weeks ago I saw 28 weeks later
or 28 days later.
I think it was it was one of them.
Okay,
days is the first.
Days is the first.
The days
one.
Was I've seen 28 days. I hadn't seen 28 weeks.
Okay,
so I saw 28 weeks later.
Okay,
and. I fucking love these films because it makes me feel like I drank like 17 Red Bulls and then just got stuck in the worst line at the DMV. Like, I just have all of this, like, I'm so stressed out. I'm so, like, anxiety ridden.
Yeah.
But I love that. I don't know why I love that suspense and that, like, craziness so
much. It's almost, yeah. Like, my mom, she's funny. She's like.
How funny is she?
She's funny like a roll of toilet paper.
Oh, okay.
He's not that funny, but sometimes she'll hit me with a few good ones. But the other day she's like, the zoo called and I'm like, okay. And she's like, yeah, they want your father back. And I was like, or you mean you, because she is, but no, it was. I know. Well, I mean, that's just what she said.
I don't know.
I didn't know what to say. I'm like, she's definitely on a different
level.
Yeah, with all that fucking meth she's doing.
It's weird. And I told Tim.
And.
Tim, tell her she's beautiful.
Tell her she's beautiful. Make her feel loved.
You're beautiful, Tim.
I'm going to let him know you said that.
Good.
But with that, kids, kiss your zombies goodnight. And
but not on the mouth.
But be
especially
careful
on the mouth
with the meth. And by that I say don't do it. Unless Curious George baked it into a banana pie.
Good night. Love you.
Bye.
This has been another proud production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.